Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you. Getaway Friday, September 24th, 2021, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. Last Friday in the month of September, first Friday in the season of autumn. And away we go. Joined in studio, as always, by Angie Evers and Sean Kraft tonight. And away we go on a Getaway Friday night in the season of autumn.
Season? Yes, you know, it's starting to feel like that out there here lately.
Well, tomorrow's going to be a pretty bad day from what I understand. Rain and 66. But next week, it seems the temperatures that everybody like. High 60, yeah. Low 70s, not a whole lot of rain. So that's not bad.
I'm actually ready for snow. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, no.
I love snow. I like to see the snow on the ground. And
snow is pretty, but I don't like driving in it. And I don't like shoveling snow. I'm not ready for that.
Yeah, that's true. I don't like shoveling snow either. It's
no.
Too much work.
Well, I do want to say that earlier today we had it was called a lemonade cake dropped off at the studio from one of our listeners. And we tried that right before we went on the air tonight, and that was just delicious. As I was saying earlier today, I like anything dessert-wise that's lemon or blueberry. Now, I am not a chocolate person. So I tend to go toward banana's good too. I like banana, I like coconut, that sort of thing. But this dessert was so good. Pictures do not do it justice. It tasted to me kind of like I don't know what you well Angie, you had some.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe it. It was extremely soft and it kind of just like melted in your mouth.
It was like a spray of lemon. You know, not a heavy cake. It wasn't like that at all. It was just very, very good. You know, where are cooks like... So we thank Phyllis for making that cake for us. I know Phyllis listens every Saturday night. And thank you for the nice card, too, as well. And her husband, Mr. Shirk, always a very nice man, dropped off some produce for me today. Tomatoes and peppers and all kinds of things. Very, very, very nice people.
Yes, that was very, very nice. And I'm glad people are taking care of you and got you some tomatoes and
yeah, I love them.
Vegetables.
You know what I do is I take the pepper, like the green peppers, and I cut them up and I put them in veggie dip. I like that better than I like potato chips.
You know, I like green peppers stuffed. You stuff them with hamburger and all that. They are delicious. But I don't eat the pepper, though. I just like the taste of the hamburger after, but I don't eat the pepper.
I don't eat the pepper either.
So why don't you just make some hamburger?
Well, it puts the flavor in there, though, in the hamburger.
The flavor right. Of the thing you don't want to eat.
Well, just like, I like chicken fajitas, say, like at the Mexican restaurant. I'll get a chicken fajita, but I don't eat the, like, peppers.
Yeah.
I just like the flavor of the peppers.
Yeah. The only pepper there are some peppers I eat, but I'm not a pepper person. I like green peppers, and I'll eat them on pizza, and I'll eat them on salads, and I do like to eat those raw, but there are other kind of peppers that I really would not
anchovies
go for. Olives are the big thing that I avoid. I don't like olives in any form.
I don't either. Black ones or the green ones. Ugh. And the smell of them. just makes my stomach turn.
So we don't get too far from this, so I do want to thank Phyllis and Mr. and Mrs. Shook. I think people should be called properly who do nice things like this. I like people who still write notes. I keep all this stuff. When people write me a note, if a listener takes the time to make something or do something or drop off something or buy something and takes the time to write a nice note like that, I think it's the duty of the radio station to keep track of that, because, you know, that takes time and effort and money, and it's, if we didn't have listeners, we wouldn't be here. You can have the most expensive antenna, transmitter, you can have a 5-story high-rise office, and if you don't have any listeners, you ain't gonna be there very long.
Yep, that's true. Absolutely.
So I always appreciate the listeners.
Yeah.
I love the listeners. Now, it doesn't mean they're always right. No, but, you know, because I had a little contretemps. Boy, when I started talking about the Popcorn Festival a few weeks ago, you'd have thought I was Charles Manson. But we're not going to go back to that. Yeah. That's in the past. Wanted to talk about something.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you guys have been following this story, but this girl and this guy, you know, this guy.
I don't care.
No.
I made a rule that we were not going to talk about
well,
that.
Well, I'm making the rule reverse it here.
Oh, it's all take a nap. We've all seen, if you want to know about this, just turn on any television, any internet.
I understand, but I'm just trying to figure out exactly what happened. Because I've been following it on Facebook.
Well, I think they don't know. That's
because
why
I think the girl was, you know, she was good looking.
If she was ugly, we wouldn't have this problem?
No, I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying, I mean, why would...
If she was one of your women, she'd still be alive today.
That's not true.
Well, maybe I do want to talk about this.
I knew this was going to reverse this, didn't he? No, what I'm saying, though, is... Do you think the parents was involved?
You know what happened is they got stressed. Being on the road in that little van, I think, stressed them out. And they were fighting. They should have just went home. Instead, I think anger built.
And he must have did something accidentally.
Well, yeah. And then they said he was at that restaurant in a rage earlier in the day. I think that's the day she died.
What I don't understand.
See, I can understand that. I've been on trips with people where I wanted to kill them.
Yeah, I mean, I think they just, it was too much for them.
Right. What I don't understand, and disagree with, what I don't understand, why did they put the guy in the hotel and left her in the car? In the van. Did you hear that?
Right. I think maybe because it was her van. I don't know. Maybe she volunteered to stay in the van.
Usually they would put the...
No, I think if you have a domestic that you can only tell somebody to leave if you're going to find a place for them. If she called the cops and said, the boy is being violent toward me, obviously when they got there, I don't think he said, well, yes, I am being violent toward you. So it's like... If you own a house together, if you're husband and wife, and the wife calls the police on the husband, they're going to ask the husband to leave because the wife called them.
But it was a bystander. Somebody else called the cops, but they saw marks on him. She didn't have any marks.
Oh, well, then, hey, so that's called self-defense. He might get off.
Oh, no, he's on the run. He has a...
I thought they caught him today, didn't they?
No.
No.
Well, who did they catch? Now, every story's online.
No, he has a warrant for... He's actually on America's Most Wanted right now, too.
There is no America's Most Wanted anymore.
They have a website.
Oh, jeez. Who cares?
John Walsh is talking about it right now.
He should just go away.
Why?
Well, because who's he anymore? Does he have any show anymore? Anything?
Yes, he has
does a lot with the...
He has his own show on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where I'm going, on the internet. Why not? Me and John Walsh.
You know, he's popular. He's a popular
man. I don't care for him.
No,
I mean, I feel bad what happened to him, his son, in that whole situation from 40 years ago, but, you know, I don't... The problem is, how can you decide what to focus on?
Right. I don't mean to hash this on. We don't have to stay on this topic for... I'm just confused that the kid's mother was the former DA. Now, she has a lot of knowledge. Now, they gave him 4 days before they reported him missing. So, did she create him a new identity? I think the parents need to be looked into.
Oh, I'm sure they're looking into all of that.
None of it makes any sense, and this is why I believe maybe he didn't do it.
Oh, no, he did it.
Well, no, because why would you come home? If I murdered somebody, why would I come home in her van without her? Of course people are going to ask questions.
But he lawyered up right away.
Right, but the cops didn't even know he left town. How close could they have been watching him? And where is he? I think he's committed suicide because of the pressure. And I think now the family is going to sue the police officers for false accusations.
No,
we got to take a call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I know what that guy, the John Walsh,
yeah?
He's got that in pursuit. And, you know, I do commend that guy because, you know, if someone was to kill my son, I would go, you know, and create a show that, you know, where he's trying to get these scumbags off the road that does that stuff, kind of stuff. That guy that killed his son, it wasn't even proven that he even killed his son.
Now, what's in pursuit?
It's on ID. Every night.
Geez.
From like 10 to 11 or 9 to 10 or something like that.
I watch it on internet.
He's on the killing channel.
Yeah, the killing channel.
Yeah, but, you know, I commend him a lot because, you know, there's a lot of people out here that they need help finding these people. And what if that guy lived next door to you that killed, you know, and they still ain't caught that boy's killer, his son's killer. They think that Otis Toole did it, but when you look it up, it says that he was suspected of killing him, and he died before even getting charged.
Oh, with the John Walsh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
And you don't know, and that's the thing. You never really know unless somebody admits to it.
Yeah. But I do commend him for doing that show.
Well, he's okay, but I just wish that does he donate his paycheck to finding people? Because here's my problem with John Walsh. I understand he had a tragedy.
But I do know his other son is right along with John Walsh, and he's right along there with him.
Right, but here's my problem with him. And I like the work he does, but clearly, he went to a medium in television that makes you well known. And clearly, he likes that. And in 45 minutes a week, you cannot profile every case in this country. So, is he really helping the cause? Like, I used to look at Unsolved Mysteries. Now, that was about real killers and murder. But did Robert Stack really care? Or did Robert Stack just want a job? Was he just going to the cemetery and then cashing his check every week?
I think John Walsh really cares about them cases because his son, he actually went through that.
It could be, but I just wish that maybe I hope there is a foundation. I hope that he does donate all his pay to it, because if you're going to do something like that, I think that you should do it for altruistic reasons, not, you know, show up. If you're going to be a comedian, if you're going to be an actor, well, then you can take your paycheck. But if you're becoming famous and getting big paychecks because you have a story where your son was murdered and now you're doing a television show, I don't know. That seems to me like capitalizing off what happened. I don't know if I like that.
And I think he's got a foundation or whatever. I think I looked it up. I just skimmed through it, but I think there's like a foundation, like a fundraiser thing that he raises or whatever on the thing about that case, though.
Well, you know, anybody who's off the streets is a good thing, but I thank you for calling in.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944.
I think he should get a paycheck. I don't see why not. He's working.
Yeah, but what he did was he took a horrible event in his life, and he's using that
to help people.
Well, if you're taking a big paycheck, which television does pay you, you're also helping yourself.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it would be different maybe if he was having the family of the missing people, like if they were making him. I don't think he's doing that.
Would people pay attention to me if I did what he did?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, no, because I don't have any people killed.
But it doesn't matter if you are.
I think it does. Go ahead, caller.
No,
Scott, I'm with you.
Thank you.
I don't even want to talk about this current case. You have one.
I can't hear. Who is this?
Once in a while, a case gets all kinds of attention and gets all famous. And meanwhile, there's 100 cases equally as tragic that never get the spotlight. And I think John Walsh, despite the tragedy of his son, he has found a way to capitalize and make money on it. And I don't like that.
Yeah, and that's the problem. And I'm not saying John Walsh doesn't do good work. I know people have been taken off the street because of that show. And I'm not saying that he doesn't have a good purpose in it. I'm just saying by the way things fell because of a tragedy in his life, he now makes a big salary. Now, if he donates that salary, which is what I think should happen, I'd be okay with that.
Right. But I don't think that's what happened.
Well, it's a shame. And I don't understand why we are... And that's the problem I have with this case, is it's become... You know why we're all talking about it, is because it's getting ratings. This is what I always try to tell people. If you don't want to hear about something, turn it off. Because the reason television stations aren't really political, neither are radio stations. What they are, they don't think red and blue, they think green. And they will talk about anything as long as people want to hear about it. Newspapers are going to put what on the front page? They're going to put the thing that's going to sell most newspapers. And that's what this is. You know, how many people have went missing or been killed since this girl was killed? Many. How are we profiling any of them like this?
No, we're not.
But you got to realize, okay, she was a professional blogger. She blogged a lot and she traveled. And that's why and plus, you know, both families have a lot of money. The mom was a DA, his mom was a DA down there in Florida. So, I mean, obviously, they're trying to figure out if she's involved.
Right, it's dramatic. It's dramatic, and that's people like drama.
That proves Scott's point. She was a blogger, people knew her, and her parents are high profile, and that's why this is getting all the attention.
And the same thing, you know, people don't know. How did John Walsh became famous? NBC did a movie of the week on his son's murder, which that's great. That's fine. They should have. But that's what threw John Walsh into the spotlight.
That's right.
So there we go. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. It is true. What about all the families of all the kids who didn't have money and weren't bloggers who turned up missing in the last week?
I understand. It's just this one happened to be,
dramatic. People want to talk about it.
Well, I mean,
go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I don't think there's nothing wrong with John Walsh making some money.
But yeah, I agree too.
I think it's making money off that is what. Well, if he became an actor and got a paycheck, I'd be just fine. That's fine. You did it on your talent.
But it depends on how much he's making, because if he was working at another job, you know. Obviously, that's taken up a lot of his time. So if he wasn't doing that, he might be able to be working at another job and making money. You know, if he was making $100,000 a year, $50,000, $75,000, I'd be all right with that. But if he's making, you know, $500,000...
I'm guessing that's probably pretty close to what he's making.
You know, if that's what he's making, there is something wrong.
I'm sure you can find his salary. I'm sure he's not making pennies.
But, you know, he could be donating that money, too.
If he was doing that, that would
look good for him.
If he was doing that, I could completely see it.
And keeping a modest amount.
Yeah, I mean, what he does is not bad. I'm just saying all these other shows similar to his show, the host did not have, and all he is the host. I mean, the host did not have backgrounds like Robert Stack or Rescue 911. William Shatner was not answering 911 calls. He was there because it was a job, and they asked him to do it, and they paid him a big salary, and there you go.
Right. But if he was just making modest, you know, money, because, you know, if you're doing that, some work, you know, you're entitled to get paid. But if he's making something big... You know, that's wrong, and he could really show how great a person he is if he donated the rest of it.
I agree with that. If he was doing that, I would take back anything I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
You know, You know, I just, you know, that's why this story was, it went viral because of those two things. I mean, his family had a lot of money, she was a DA, and then her family had some money, and she was a high profile. I mean, either way, I hope they catch the creep. Because,
but see, now this is the problem. How can this boy, if they do find him alive, how is he ever going to get a fair trial in this country? Everybody thinks they know everything about him. You just called him a creep.
He is.
But see, you don't know him. You haven't met him.
Why did he run away? If he did not do anything, where's he at? Why is he?
Well, let me ask you this: if you came home from a trip and did not do anything, and immediately police showed up at your door without a body,
I won't run.
They did not have a body at that point.
I won't run.
You don't know what you will do.
I would not run because I have nothing to run about.
What you have to run about is every television station in the country on your lawn.
Okay, just go out there and interview. Talk to them.
And say what? Something they can use against you?
What are they going to use against you?
I know. Turn the newspaper on. Talk to the judge in town who did the, who ended up in prison.
All you have to say, I don't want to talk about this case.
You don't and have then to they run. Say, well, you're guilty. Why don't you want to talk about it? You're guilty.
But the lawyer, the two lawyers are going back and forth. The other lawyer is suing the other lawyer.
All I'm saying is, why would you call the man a creep? You don't know him any more than you know a stranger off the street.
Because they have evidence.
What's the evidence?
There's a lot of evidence out there.
Before he left, they had not even found the body.
What body?
They didn't even know she was dead.
They found it.
Not before he left. He left before they even found the body.
Well, I know that.
Why?
Because he came back. He had plenty of time to escape.
No, I'm saying, no, before he left the second time, before he left on this current excursion, they still had not found the body.
In Wyoming, they found her.
Right. My question is, why were they making all the accusations against him? Why
because
was all
nobody
the
reported her missing.
And because you don't go on a trip with somebody and come home with
yeah,
well,
that's what
person.
I'm saying. Isn't that odd?
Well, yeah, there you go. That's why I call him a creep.
No, isn't it odd? If you were a killer, why would you do that? You have to get in the mind of a killer. If you're so diabolical that you can hide somebody from national authorities for days and days and days, why would you come home in her van? Of course people are going to say,
There you go.
But why do that?
You just answer your own question.
No, I don't. What is the answer?
I'm not sure why he came home.
Yeah, what's the answer? I'm not. I'm asking a question.
She's gone.
Yeah, but why do that? That's the question.
Maybe he came home to say bye to his parents. I don't know.
And then
and stay for 4 days? And then leave again?
Well, they went on a camping trip over the weekend.
And the parents?
A new camper.
Yeah.
What's now, see, now, right? That's media.
No, the family said that.
Yeah, but why does it matter if it's a brand new camper, an old camper,
because
a cabin,
they have two
a
of them.
What does that mean? What does that have to do with the man's guilt or innocence?
Because obviously the family is trying to cover up.
That's why you answered your own question. That's why he left. No, not because the family's covering up. Because people who don't know this family, never met him, don't know the boy, don't know the girl who got killed, will say things like you just said. Who will
absolutely
say, because they're rich, they must have done it.
No, I never said that at all. There's evidence I said.
What did you say?
There's pictures.
You were talking.
Did I not say that, Angie? I said there's pictures.
And say about pictures on here.
There's pictures.
You didn't say that on the show.
Yes, I did, didn't I?
We can replay it.
Yeah, go ahead and replay it.
We will.
Yeah, we play
it. At the break,
it.
We will.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
I think you need to get your ears checked.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
You were talking about the camera.
I said pictures and evidence.
We'll play it.
Yeah, go ahead. You can say it.
But I'm talking about the camper.
Did I say pictures?
I don't know.
I'm talking about the camper. What does the camper have to do with it?
Well, obviously the throne and authority is off. They did not report him missing until 4 days later.
But what's that have to do with the camper?
Well, they're throwing the cops off.
By having a camper?
Maybe they're setting up, what do they call it, Angie? When they're setting up, when they're throwing people off?
Right.
By getting them in a camper?
No, Scott, come on.
That's what you kept saying.
I'm saying they use the camper to throw the cops off.
How?
Well, just like anything else people do. They set up plots.
A plot?
Probably.
But they said that he left his wallet and whatever at home. What did he leave? His wallet and...
Wallet and...
Something else at home.
Yeah, something else.
Okay. This means what?
Okay.
I don't know.
I just don't understand the camper.
Why is he hiding? That's what I'm trying to say.
And
he's probably dead. Yeah, I don't think he's alive.
He probably killed himself.
Yeah. Not much hiding there.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, what does the camper have to do with what? Where is that in the great scheme of trying to kill somebody?
No, hiding out, trying to throw the cops off and stuff.
But what I'm saying, I'm not talking about hiding. What does whether you're an old camper or a new camper?
Because they have two of them, so they.
That's what I'm asking.
They went out and bought a new one.
Okay.
Probably to throw it off, I guess.
Now, see, that's conjecture. Probably. We don't know.
I didn't say it. I've solved the case. I'm just saying that's what they said on the internet. The neighbors said
on the internet.
The neighbors is making comments or saying that's what they saw.
The neighbors are out there now.
Well, the neighbors are involved now.
Are they?
That's what they're saying.
Involved in what?
In this case.
Where is the evidence?
What do you mean? They don't want... They have...
Why doesn't... If the cops know he did it, why don't they just come forward and say, here's the evidence, he did it, let's get him.
Well, he is out for murder.
He is?
He has a warrant.
He's charged for murder.
He has a warrant.
They do have...
For murder?
No. They got a warrant for murder.
For murder?
Yes.
I don't think it's murder.
It says murder now on the internet.
Oh, does it now?
On the internet. Well, everything on the internet's true.
Well, go ahead, call the FBI up.
This is the problem that we have. Because the media reports some of the evidence or some of what the police is doing, we don't have all the evidence. So what we do is we take what we hear on the news and we make up our mind.
He must have
done it. And that's the problem. We first of all, we don't follow the what the law says about a person is innocent until proven guilty, and we never have all of the evidence ourselves because we can never get all of the evidence on the news, and so we're quick to make decisions.
And we're going to fact check this here just to make, because that's, we don't want to put out false information. Is the warrant for this guy for murder? I don't think it is. Because I've never heard any evidence that would suggest...
He withdrew money from her account after she was dead. So that's...
Is it theft?
That's what they initially got.
Well, theft is a whole lot different than murder.
Well, it says murder. Check it out.
Well, it can say it online, but that's not fact. And that's what our caller's saying.
The FBI's website says that it's on there. They have exactly how many... If you go to FBI.com, it has this on. It says a warrant out for his arrest.
Well, check that out, Angie. FBI.com.
And
warrant out for his arrest and a warrant for murder are two different things.
And even though there's a warrant out, he still is not guilty until he's been proven.
Right. Murder is different than a warrant. We can get a warrant for theft. Theft doesn't mean you killed somebody. Thanks for calling. And again, anybody else can call in. 740-383-9944. This is the problem. You get tried in the media by people who don't know any facts.
I know. And I'm not trying to... That's what it said. It said on the thing. And...
Well, pull it up on your thing.
Huh?
Pull it up on your thing where you saw it. FBI.com. I just don't believe that if they put out a warrant for murder for this guy, then I want to know what the evidence is.
I'm sure they probably haven't released it yet.
Who is they? They can't
the
even
cops
find the
and
guy.
The FBI and
I don't understand any of it.
I guess the more stuff is. Is going against him.
Well, we're looking. We haven't seen any information yet what his warrant is. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Angie's right. The warrant is for him withdrawing money from her credit card.
Well, that's not murder.
And the reason the warrant went ahead and issued is if somebody's helping him, if there's no warrant or nothing out for him, there's nothing they can do to him.
Right.
Now with the warrant out, if somebody's helping him, now they can get in trouble.
Right, and he should not have fled. I'm not saying I think he killed himself. And he should not have fled, but he's not guilty, as our last caller just said. And if they are putting out a warrant for murder, then they have reason to believe that he murdered her, and I haven't seen that at all.
There's no warrant out for murder.
No.
What are they doing, listening to Facebook and all that stuff?
Well, that's the problem. That's what causes the problem in the media, and this is why conjecture is bad.
Right.
Yeah.
But with the warrant, you know, if somebody's helping him, they're going to have to think twice.
Right. and that's good. Nobody should be helping him right now because he does need to answer questions if he's alive. Although, my opinion, not fact, my opinion is I think he's dead.
I mean, it's very well possible that she could have met, another guy or another couple as they was fighting, and she went off with them, and he went ahead and come home.
Could have been.
But if that's the case, and it's somebody you loved, you would want to give the authorities a description, everything. You know, that's the thing.
Yeah, but now think about this. Here's the scenario that I think I've come up with. It was her van. Now, we know he had a temper, but we also know she had a temper. She left marks on him. We do know that for sure.
Right.
Now, let's say they got into another one of those squabbles, which certainly would not have been off the beam because they had just gotten into one of them. Let's say they got into one of those squabbles. She left marks on him, and he just left her. Left her out in the middle of nowhere. Took her van and left her out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
now, that would explain him coming home, but that doesn't mean he murdered her.
No. There wouldn't be nothing for him to really say if that was the case.
Right, but now imagine you come home, and how did this even get started that he was even being suspected of anything? They didn't even have a body when he left.
Well, when you won't talk to the police and stuff, it automatically makes people...
Well, if indeed his family is in the legal profession, they probably advised him not to.
Yeah, that's the first thing a lawyer's going to tell you is not to talk.
Right, so what is so complicated about this?
Yeah, we're just going to have to wait and see, but there's something...
Well, I hope, I'll tell you what, if he did kill himself, I hope he did do it.
He probably did it down there where an alligator could eat him, so...
Well, because I'll tell you what, if he killed himself because of all this negative publicity, which people do that, then the blood's on the media's hands and everybody else who perpetuated this case.
Well, there's nothing wrong with the media reporting facts.
Facts.
Not, subjecting.
Not exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better. Thank you.
Mm.
Bye-bye. And that's the problem. We've already made this man out to be the most evil man in the world. People have already in their minds made up their mind on him.
Well, think about it. He's on the run.
Is he?
Where's he at? Why is
dead.
He
I think dead.
Oh, so he just went 4 days later. He says, Mom and Dad, I'm leaving with a backpack.
No, I think he...
Or I'm going to kill myself.
My opinion is...
Come on, Scott.
My opinion is, he was out with her. They clearly were not getting along. She had attacked him, left marks on him. He left no marks
on her.
So he
just left her in Wyoming.
I think he did. I think he came home.
That's a very nice boyfriend.
Not a nice boyfriend. No, not a nice boyfriend at all, but not a murderer.
Yeah.
And I think he came home.
This is not point.
Has anybody found the murder warrant yet? The murder warrant?
Well, I had the whole thing.
Oh, here it is. Let's hear it.
Well, I don't
just know. So we can be factual.
I don't know how to read it.
Okay, here we go. Here's the warrant signed by the people in the county there. Okay, United States District Court. Any authorized law enforcement officer. Here's the arrest warrant. It is, you are commanded to arrest and being before United States Magistrate Judge without unnecessary delay, Brian Christopher Landry is his name,
yeah.
Who is accused of an offense or violated based on the following document filed with the court and the indictment. So, it's an indictment. It is not murder at all. The offense is briefly described as follows. This warrant was received. It's signed. The plaintiff, here's count one. And there's only one count, by the way, against this boy. The count is, from on about August 30th, 2021, through and including or about September 1st, 2021, in the District of Wyoming or elsewhere, the defendant, Brian Laudry, knowingly and with intent to defraud, used one or more unauthorized access devices, namely a Capital One bank debit ending in 8774 and a personal identification number for Capital One bank accounts ending in 0525 and 8665, and by each conduct obtained of things a value of $1,000 or more in a period affecting commerce. And it's signed by Maggie McDonald. That's the warrant. He stole $1,000.
That's only the one warrant.
After she was, well, what she did.
I think there's another warrant out there. I just saw it. Yeah, I was looking for it, but maybe I misread it. But
no, see, but then you said he's got a murder warrant. I'm sure of it. It's on FBI.com.
Yeah, it was. I thought.
See, but that's the problem.
This was a fake website. I didn't realize it, so I apologize. I retract my information if I clicked on it wrong because I was tired. So, but yeah, it was, maybe it was one of those.
But no, what I'm saying, that's not even the point. The point is, though, people want him to be guilty. And we don't know he's guilty of anything.
Well, it's just the evidence is pointing more towards.
What? That's what I'm saying. What is the evidence?
The evidence is you don't leave your girlfriend, Claire in Wyoming, you go back, Claire back to Florida, and her car, and steal her credit cards, and everything else. It's like, duh.
That means you murdered her?
Well,
I know a lot of people who do that every day, who are warrants for fraud.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
This case, you can draw parallels to this case, to O.J. Simpson, to Bill Cosby, to whatever you want to put. And unfortunately, what happens in the court of public opinion is often different than what actually happens in the court of law.
Well, and that's the problem, because who's going to give him a fair trial now? Where's he going to get a fair trial if he's not dead? And if he is dead, what has anybody thought that? Do these media outlets think about that? If he went and murdered himself because he was so much under the spotlight, and people were calling him murderer online, and the newspapers were doing it, and he went and killed himself because of that pressure, now the blood's on their hands.
Yes, and usually the court of public opinion, when it's different than what the court rules, then the court of public opinion, it gets more fired up.
Well, and I have a question. If this family is so legal, his family, and everybody wants to think that they were working up a cover-up, why'd they let him leave? I mean, where are they going to send him at this point? Are they going to get him on a plane and send him to China? I mean, clearly, no. Why would you let him leave in that state of mind?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know why the parents didn't make him stay, but
I don't think he told them. I think he just left. I think he, you know, it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and they didn't even have a body at that point.
Yeah. I don't know.
And this is why we've avoided talking about this, just because
it's fun to get everybody's opinions, though.
Yeah, but the problem is that, number one, there have been, I don't know how many people turn up missing and dead since this case, and we don't pay attention at all to them. And number two, there is no evidence that makes this boy guilty of murder, and now we got two missing people. We got one dead and one missing. And no evidence of anything.
Unless they haven't released it yet.
Well, but if you have evidence, I hope you would put out a warrant for murder.
I mean, they
still
have the house blocked off, don't they, Angie?
Well, I think there's still news people and everybody there.
Why, when they found her body?
So I want to retract my answer. That was a fake website there.
Okay, well, that's good.
So don't listen to that, because I just saw it on insider.com, but it was not the insider.
But why do people put information like that out? That's my question.
I know. Well, I should have checked on it better, though. But I was half asleep.
But why do people want him to be guilty? I don't understand that.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to make him guilty, I guess. In a way, yeah.
You referred to him in a very bad term.
He is a creep. Because I'll tell you why. I would never hit a woman in my life, and he was smacking her. They saw a lady. They drove by. They took pictures of her slapping, getting slapped by him.
Yeah, but why is it our business? See, this is a problem. Why is it our business?
Well, I mean, she was young.
That's just like when somebody else points out somebody else's crime or misdoing after they're dead. Now, were they there to save them when it was actually going on? Heck no. But boy, they'll be glad to point it out. They don't care. See, here's the problem. If it doesn't affect us, we don't care. But if it affects us, then we care a little bit.
I mean, I think somebody should have stopped. If I saw somebody getting slapped or beat up.
Yeah. What would you do if we were traveling on the road and you were witnessing a guy hit a girl? I mean, multiple times. Like,
well, if you're traveling on the road, first of all, how do you even know what's going on? I mean, you just happen to be driving by at 70 miles an hour?
That's not what it was. They were out in a desert.
Okay.
Area.
Well, what's the speed limit in that desert? Everybody's got a phone now. Are people taking pictures of this?
I don't think there's probably any desert or any speed limit in that area, because it was like all sand roads.
I don't know if they were actually driving. They may have just been in the car. I don't know.
I don't know either.
So if they're in the car, how do people know what was going on?
Well, I do know. I think, the police dropped the ball on this one in that area, because they pulled him over. He was speeding. And the officer told her that she has a toxic relationship.
Go ahead, caller.
You know, there have been people that have been found guilty without evidence and just speculation.
That's true, yeah.
And that's the problem.
You know, he could very well go to court and, you know, just speculation, you know, and the jury, you know,
yeah, but you know, here's this problem about toxic relationship. The person who's in the toxic relationship doesn't know they're in a toxic relationship. If they knew it was toxic, they wouldn't be in it. And if they did know it was toxic and they stayed, well, then shame on them. What a dummy. Because, you know, how many times I'll point it out to people, I'll say, you know, that's a bad relationship. And it doesn't even have to be a relationship. It can be a friendship. Say, that's bad. Don't you understand that's bad? But guess what? As a battered woman will tell you, they go back 90% of the time. And so will friendships. Because you never want anything to end. Everything must go on. And you tell people over and over, and they don't do anything. They just keep on going back for more.
Yeah, but, you know, the girls, do go back, but, you know, they're afraid to give up what little security they have with that guy or whatever, you know.
It's a horrible situation.
You know, people shouldn't do that, but, you know.
And I don't blame the girls who get in, or even the guys, and there are guys in that situation.
Yeah.
Who get in. But why did she attack him? Why didn't she just leave?
Because they're out in the middle of nowhere.
No, I'm saying when the cops came and saw that he had marks all over him, why didn't she just leave?
Well, it was her van, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so why don't...
She could have just left, you know?
Right, leave your van. Do you want to be killed?
Well, I mean, maybe he apologized. You know how these people do. He probably apologized to her and say, hey, I'm sorry, and blah.
Why was he all scratched up?
I wonder what their relationship was like before this.
I don't know.
This could just be a continuation of their toxic relationship they had before this.
Right.
I don't understand why he was all scratched up.
Well, it was maybe he was out playing in the woods at the desert.
No, didn't they say she did it?
I mean, it was her, you know, got him or something.
Yeah, she said it. So why did she say she did that?
Yeah, and she didn't have no marks, so it doesn't...
She had no marks, there you go.
He held his temper.
Yeah, she did a number on him, and he held his temper. But yet he's out busting her around in a car? I mean, where's that evidence?
But this running's not going to help him.
No, I think he's dead.
You know, he could turn himself in and still be protected by the lawyers.
Yeah.
But the running ain't going to help it.
Right. Well, that's why I think it overwhelmed him, and I think he killed himself.
Well, that's more likely.
Yeah,
that's
I think possible. So. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So there we are.
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be different collusion. I mean, what is your final thing you think about, Angie?
With this story?
Yeah, with the story, yeah.
I mean, like I said earlier, I mean, I just think it just... the two of them being out together, you know,
driving that long.
It was just too much for them.
That's a long drive for them, I bet. Right. I don't know how many hours it took them to get there.
And they were young. I mean, you know, it might be okay maybe for an older couple, you know.
To do it.
But, I don't know, they were still pretty young to...
I mean, either way, we lost a life, and it's sad. Either way, I mean, if it comes out that he didn't do it or whatever, but, I mean... But it's not, like the caller just said, it's not helping him by running. If he's not guilty, if he's not guilty, he should come forward if he's alive.
I think in 6 months, nobody will remember this case, but the people who reported on it will have made a lot of money.
And John Walsh will.
and will have made a lot of money. And that's how it goes. So, you know, that's the world we live in.
No, I think people will remember this case.
I don't know. You know, I hope people have long memories, but you know, once the case is over, once they find the bodies, once everything is done, you might remember it in hindsight, but you don't. It's not in the front of your face. It's not on the front page of the paper every day. It's not every fake media outlet that's reporting on it.
I mean, I can think of another case where, you know, somebody committed a murder and they escaped to Mexico. You know what I mean? They ended up finding him, but like 8 months later. I mean, I still remember that case.
Yeah. Well, look at, was it Natalie Holloway?
Right.
They still bring up hers, and what about the...
And how far have they moved on that?
I don't know how far, but I'm just saying we still remember it. And then also we remember, the smart girl?
Elizabeth Smart.
Yeah, Elizabeth, we still bring up that every so often.
Right, but what did it do? How did this help end stuff like that from happening? Clearly it didn't.
No, it didn't.
JonBenet Ramsey.
Exactly. And whoever went to jail for that? Nobody.
Nobody, yeah.
And how many people thought the mom was guilty? Even the police thought the mom was guilty.
Didn't she die?
She died, and everybody was out. The mom is guilty. Now, how much that looked on her? And she refused to go to the police station. Oh, she got to be guilty. Got to be guilty. Well, now in hindsight, we look back on that and think, well, she probably wasn't.
But she didn't run, though.
But she refused to answer questions.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying this guy's on the run. I mean, he's probably living
somewhere. Well, is he? I think he killed himself. I think he killed himself. I think if he was really on the run, they would have found him by now. Because if those police officers...
Well, he had a head start, though. But he's probably in another country.
Yeah, but they had already asked a question. I mean, he had turned them down, and they had no watch on him at all. Zero.
I think he had plenty of time to... He was ahead of the police.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Natalie Holloway's mother is doing the show.
Yeah, she's got her own show, too. Well, there you go.
You know,
God bless them all.
Yeah, she's got her show, too, so she's making money on her dead daughter.
Hey, there you go. That's America. Love it or leave it.
Too bad there ain't somebody we know we can make some money on.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Maybe we can get the parents of this kid, and we'll give them a TV show, and all will be well tomorrow, right?
Right.
All right. Thank you. We're going to break. Zeller. What is something you regret turning down? You say you've had to turn down some things. Is there something you regret turning down?
Well, that's a pretty good question. Yeah, you know,